where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Someone waits for me.
This is Captain Carpenter welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Sauter and his orchestra, Judd Conlon's Rhythm Airs, and Bing's guests, Peggy Lee, Kathy Crosby, and Bob Crosby. And now here's my friend, Kathy Crosby's uncle, Bob Crosby's brother, and Peggy Lee's music rack, Bing Crosby.
A music wreck yet? Or did you say wreck?
Well, wreck might be better. I'll do it over.
Let it lay there. How was your Thanksgiving, Ken?
Oh, just great, Bing. You know, we had a very strange dinner, though. Our cook is kind of nearsighted, and she put the turkey in the Philco freezer instead of the oven.
Well, what did you eat?
Turkey sickles. What else?
Well, we had quite a thunderous Thanksgiving, Ken. All the Crosbys got together. They came out of the hills, out of pool halls, roller drones. Everywhere Ken Crosby.
Whole tribe got together.
Got a full turnout.
Oh, at your house?
No, at the Coliseum.
Oh.
I had a grand seat on the 50-yard line.
Bing, you didn't really have Thanksgiving dinner on a football field.
Yep, and that's the last time I'll ever yell, "Pass the mashed potatoes there." Let's see what we have here now. Oh, yes, here's a little lilt from Bob Hope's new picture, The Pale Face. This is done with full orchestra, and the Rhythm Airs contributing some clever contrapuntal cadenzas. A one, a two.
Oh, the east is east and the west is west, and the wrong one I have chose. Let's go where you keep on wearing those frills and flowers and buttons and bows, rings and things and buttons and bows. Don't bury me in this prairie, take me where the cement grows. Let's move down to some big town where the love of gal by the cut of her clothes, you'll stand out in buttons and bows. I'll love yous in buckskin or skirts that you've homespun, but I'll love you longer, stronger, where your friends don't tote no gun. My bones denounce that buckboard bounce and the cactus hurts my toes. Let's bamboos where the gals keep using those silks and satins and linen that shows you're all mine in buttons and bows.
Buttons and bows, buttons and bows.
Give me eastern trimming where the women are women in a high silk hose and peekaboo clothes, French perfume that rocks the room, and you're all mine in buttons and bows.
Buttons and bows, buttons and bows, buttons and bows, buttons and bows.
That was Buttons and Bows from Bob Hope's new picture, The Pale Face. Mm-hmm. Bing, I was wondering about that picture. Why do they call Hope a pale face?
No blood.
Oh. Well, he was a great guy while he had it.
Oh, he gave freely.
He did that. Well, anyway, Bing, I like Buttons and Bows because it reminds me of a beautiful Philco radio.
Uh-huh. Well, you dragged it in. Now let's kick it around. Why does Button and Bowles remind you of a Philco radio?
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Jules.
You do that, man. Elucidate right in here.
Well, the Buttons and Bowles reminds me of a Philco radio because a Philco radio is got push buttons.
That's what they got. Now, where did the Bowles come in? Philcos don't have no Bowles.
Why, it's nearly Christmas time, man. You ain't going to give me no Philco radio for Christmas without a big red bow tied on it, is you?
I get it.
You get it.
So that's why Buttons and Bowles remind you of Philco Radio.
That's right. That's
get
right.
Get out of here, man.
I'm kidding, Bing. But first, folks, the new Philcos for Christmas have got Buttons and Bowles and everything else for easy listening to radio and records. And for a change from record-changing this Christmas, take a listen to the new 45-minute record played by Philco's sensational new table radio phonograph. It's actually two phonographs in one. Plays both your regular records automatically and the new long-playing kind. Now, here's the greatest phonograph invention of the century, the most flawless reproduction in the history of recorded music, and it's all yours with this inexpensive table combination. Reserve one at your Philco dealer now, and for a Christmas gift with a lift, give a Philco, famous for quality the world over.
One of the brightest luminaries in song circles these days is a frequent visitor to Philco Radio Time. She chants for Chesterfields and every so often writes a hit tune with Dave Barber. It's always a pleasure to greet the beautiful blonde from North Dakota, Miss Peggy Lee.
Hello again, Bing.
You can't say hello again. That's Jack Benny's opening line.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, could I say hello, everybody?
That's Kate Smith's line. You want to hear from Ted Collins?
Looks like I'm trapped, Bing. Goodbye.
That's Kelowna. Where are you going, anyhow?
I'm taking a slow boat to China.
Well, wait till I slip into my Mandarin coat. I'll join you.
Love to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone.
Get you and keep you in my arms evermore. Leave all your lovers weeping on a faraway shore.
Out on the briny with the moon big and shiny, melting your heart of stone.
I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone.
Out on the briny
with the moon big and shining,
melting your heart of stone.
You on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone.
On a slow boat to China,
all to myself alone. The boy that made that eraser must have had an egg roll on his nose or something. Thanks, Peg. Thanks very, very much. Now, I guess we'll have to dock our slow boat for a while and lower the gangplank for our next guest. Now, those of you who drop into Club 15, which is broadcast over what we in radio grimly call another network, you're no doubt familiar with the head man thereof. I know I'm pretty familiar with the lad because he happens to be an old brother of mine. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the youngest of Kate Crosby's kids, Bob Crosby. Ramble out, Robert.
Hiya, folks.
Bob, it's nice of you to drop in, but this is my third year with Philco. How come you've never been on the program before?
Well, you never asked me.
You need no invitation, Bob. You can drop in at any time. You're my brother. What's mine is yours.
That's swell. Let's go over to the bank.
Hey! Impossible, Bob. The bank is closed.
Well, don't tell me you haven't got the key.
Teddy, who do you think I am? Jolson?
Haven't you heard? There's a rumor going around that there's no such person as Al Jolson.
Well, then who does the craft show every week?
Well, that's a rumor. They say it's you with a mouthful of cotton.
What are you talking about? I haven't had a mouthful of cotton since the time I got caught in a lint blizzard at the mattress factory.
Gee, those were the happy days, weren't they, Bing?
Oh, man.
Remember, we were just kids working in the mattress factory in Spokane.
Yeah, we used to get $4 a week and all the mattresses we could pull through a knot hole.
Yeah, and when we laid down on the job there, it was a pleasure, wasn't it?
I was up in Spokane a couple of months ago, you know. Remember that old mattress factory? Still going great guns.
Yeah.
Remember Laverne Rochford?
Oh, sure. She used to tack ticking. Is she still there?
Oh, still there. She's got a gold hammer now. 50 years with the company, you know. 50 years that girl has been tacking.
Just think. Tacking, ticking for 50 years.
Yep. Takes a lot of tacks. Took a lot of ticking to tack ticking. Tibble McGee fool around with that a while.
Yeah, I can still see Laverne standing in the assembly line with a whole mouthful of tacks.
Oh, yeah. You remember the time she sneezed and nailed you to the wall? Oh, man. Oh, what a day that was.
That was the start of the Murphy Beth.
Laverne started the lint blizzard, too, you know. You remember the time we went ice skating and you fell in the river and froze stiff before I could pull you out?
Frozen stiff is right.
Yeah.
Gee, it's a good thing it was downhill home.
Yeah. I belly-whopped you all the way home. How about that old bulldog we used to have? What was that dog's name?
Everett.
No, that was our brother.
Oh.
Dog's name was Rover. He's a smart dog, too.
I'll say he was smart. He taught Everett how to bark, didn't he?
Well, enough of the old days, Bob. We're all down here in sunny California now. You hear about Brother Larry?
No, what happened? He got out of high school?
No. Oh, you're so jocose tonight, aren't you? Larry has invented an aluminum mousetrap.
Well, what good is that? Where are you going to find an aluminum mouse?
Well, he's experimenting. He's punching around, you know. Remember last year when he tried crossing a penguin with a rabbit?
Penguin? Oh, yeah. What'd he get?
Just the best-dressed little animal you ever saw hopping around.
Well, Larry's doing okay in his field, and Everett's doing okay in yours. Yes.
Well, you're doing great, too, Bob.
Well, I don't know. That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
No, the bank's closed, Bob.
No. No, that's not it, Bing, but ever since I've been a kid, I've been following in your footsteps, and there's something I want you to do.
What?
Go a little slower.
What do you mean?
Well, when you left home and became a singer, well, I became a singer. Then you joined the band, I joined the band. Mm-hmm. You made some records, I made some records. Mm-hmm. You got in radio, I got in radio. You got into pictures, so I got in pictures.
What's your beef?
Nobody goes to see my pictures.
What are you talking about? I've seen a lot of your movies. Aren't you a tall, red-headed fella?
Yeah, that's me, Greer Garson. But on the level, Bing, if you could just fix it so I could be as big a hit in pictures as you are, it'll be a great favor.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Get me Barry Fitzgerald.
You don't want to tie yourself down to no movie studio, Bob. What's the matter with you? You like to play golf, don't you?
Yeah.
By the way, how is your game these days, Bob?
Well, I get around Bel Air in about 76.
I go around 72.
Well, you got a ball. You know, I ought to mention the fact that I haven't got a golf ball on my own show some night. Yeah. Maybe some kind-hearted listener will send me one, huh?
Yeah. Say, speaking of listeners, what's the Hooper rating on your show?
I got about 3 points.
My rating's about 5.
We ought to merge, be a flop.
Of course, actually, our ratings are higher than that, Bob. You know it, and I know it, too, but we've got to be modest.
Oh, do we have to be modest?
Well, if you want to abandon modesty, allow me to point out that I have 4 sons. You only have 3 sons.
Yeah, but I have a daughter.
I should have quit when I was ahead. As long as you brought little Kathy down here, I see her standing over there in her little new cap and little dress, little dirndl there. Why don't you bring her out and let her take a bow?
You think it'll be all right? She's pretty shy.
No such animal as a shy Crosby. Bring her out here.
Well, I guess it wouldn't hurt for her just to say hello, huh?
Kathy, come on over here. There you are. Step right up on that box now, Kathy, and say hello.
Hi, Uncle Bing. How are the boys?
Say, that was quite a hand you got there, Kathy.
What did I do?
Nothing at all, Kathy, but that's the way radio is. The audience is always so happy to see a new person come out and break the monotony, they tear the house down. Say, you're getting to be quite a girl. How old are you now?
She's 6.
Daddy, I'm 9.
Kathy, tonight, do me a favor and be 6.
Do me a favor, Kathy, and be 12, will you?
What do you want to be when you grow up, Kathy?
A singer.
A singer? Now, I don't know about
that. Oh, it's a good idea, Bob. What are you knocking that for? You ought to have one singer in your family.
Thank you, friend. And if there's a singer in your family, it's going to be a sewing machine.
If I had a sewing machine, I wouldn't have to sing. I'd be a tailor.
What do you mean, be a tailor? Don't tell me you didn't make that bag you're wearing.
Yeah.
Grandma won't like this.
I'll tell you what, Kathy. Why don't you sing a little number for us now, hmm? I'm sure John Scott Trotter would be glad to assist you.
Which man is Mr. Trotter, Daddy?
Well, that's the man standing over there on the platform. He's the orchestra leader.
Gee, Daddy, he's bigger than your whole orchestra.
He has a small on-team ensemble. We just do everything on a grand scale here, Kathy. What would you like to sing, hmm?
I think I know Hair of Gold. Would you and Daddy help me out?
Well, you just go ahead and start it, Kathy, and try and keep us out. John Scott, Miss Kathy Crosby is in your large, capable hands.
Hair of gold, eyes of blue, lips like cherry wine. The prettiest gal I ever knew, and I'm gonna make her mine. I came down from Butte, Montana, for a little change of scene. And I stopped a day in Santa Fe, where I met a pretty queen. Oh, hair of gold,
hair of gold,
eyes of blue,
eyes of blue, lips like cherry wine.
The prettiest gal I ever knew,
and I'm gonna make her mine.
You're a smash. Kathleen, you're an absolute smash. I now pronounce you Little Miss Gravel of 1948.
She has got a little of the old gravel
thing. Just a touch.
You notice how she hit the high notes?
Yeah, I remember when I could hit them, too.
I still can.
Go ahead. Let's hear you hit one now.
Well, why should I make your show sound good?
Well, I don't blame you. Don't do anything for my show that you can't do for your own.
All right, boys, break it up, break it up.
Hi, Peggy. You know my brother, don't you?
Sure she does. Hi, Peg.
Hey, Bob, you and Bing look quite a bit alike. But are you really blood brothers?
Well, sure we are, except his blood's a little richer than mine.
Peggy, you and Bob have something in common. You both have daughters.
Oh, that's right, Bing, but my Nikki doesn't sing yet. She's too young.
What do you mean, too young? Nobody's too young. When I started singing, I was only 11 months old.
11 months?
Sure, that's why he sings the way he does today. A whole spoonful of pablin got stuck in his throat.
Bob, sometimes you sound a lot like Bing, you know.
Spoon and all got stuck in this boy's
throat. Bottle, too.
Yeah.
Well, as long as the three of us are standing here, Bing, why don't we try singing together, hmm?
I'm game as Truman. How about you, Bob?
I'm game as Dr. Gallup. We make it sound good. Bing may get a 15-minute program of his own.
Yeah.
We don't make it good. Philka may cut this one down to 15 minutes. Or a fast five or something.
Hey, have you fellas heard the song about the little bird?
Oh, little bird told me?
Yeah.
Evelyn Knight and the Stardusters cut a smashing disc of that for Decca. Who's going to start it?
Johnny Trotter. Let's take some and leave some.
Good enough. John, start the music. That's a good idea for a radio program. Start the music. Yeah.
A little bird told me that you love me.
That you love me.
And I believe that you do.
That little bird also told me I was falling.
You were falling.
Falling. No one but you. There's no use denying, I might as well confess. Of all the girls I know, dear, I'm sure I love you best.
A little bird told me we'll be happy.
we'll be happy.
And we believe that it's true.
Our little bird told me we'll be married.
Gonna get married.
And I believe that it's true.
This little bird told me when we marry,
we'll have a pretty cottage not too far, all fenced in like a movie star.
A great Dane pup, we're gonna call him Ace, lying there by the fireplace.
Goldfish pond and a wishing well.
Everything is gonna turn out swell.
Have a pretty cottage, not too far.
All fenced in like a movie star.
Great Dane pup, we're gonna call him Ace.
Lying there by the fireplace.
Goldfish pond and a wishing well. Everything is gonna turn out swell. A little bird told us you'll be happy. And we believe it's true. And now we know it's true. In June it's bound to come true. Love that little lovebird.
Love that bird.
Love that bird.
Peggy and Bob. Say, Bing, you know what a little bird told me?
No, Ken, what did a little bird tell you?
Give a Philco for Christmas.
Is that what he did? Whatever.
Friends, this year something new has been added to radio phonographs. It's the greatest advance of our times in recorded music, an entirely new kind of tone arm, especially designed by the Philco Laboratories, that plays the 45-minute record, but sensationally. This new Philco Balanced Fidelity Reproducer gives you full-tone fidelity without any distortion from these vinylite long-playing records. No record scratch, either. And get this, you can give it for Christmas for as little as $29.95, or $31.50 in the West. Now, that's the price tag on Philco's amazing new album-length record player, which equips any radio or phonograph, old or new, to play long-playing records. And it'll play them over a table radio that doesn't even have a phonograph. So ask your Philco dealer for a demonstration now. And for Christmas, give the newest sensation in recorded music, the album-length record player from Philco, the leader.
Inasmuch as we have Brother Bob aboard tonight, it certainly seems apropos that we sing Until. That's a new tune that he's written with Jack Fulton and Hunter Taylor.
Until there are no stars to shine, there's no such thing as time. I'll love but you. Until there are no songs to sing, there's no such thing as spring. I'll love but you. You were sent from heaven just for me. So heavenly, until there is no moon above, there's no such thing as love. I'll love but you.
Until such thing as time. I love but you.
That's a pretty good tune you fellas wrote there.
Well, from you, that's praise really indeed.
Thank you.
You know, it's going to be the very first song that you record when the ban is lifted.
That's so? Where are you getting your information, Bob?
Well, that's a word direct from headquarters.
From Decca?
No, Mother.
Get the wax ready. I'll be right over, Jack. Funny thing, Bob, I'm working for Philco and you work for Campbell's Soup, but we still have to take orders from the original boss, don't we?
You're so right.
But that until, that's a really good tune, Bob. How'd you ever get the idea for that melody?
Oh, I didn't write the melody. Jack Fulton wrote the music.
Oh, you wrote the words, huh?
No, Hunter Kaler wrote the lyric.
And what did you write?
Well, Jack Fulton had an idea for a song, so I wrote Hunter to get in touch with him.
Oh. Yeah. You must have contributed more to Until than that.
Well, yes, I did. I collaborated on the title.
But the title is Until. It's only one word. How could you collaborate on that?
Well, before I came into the deal, they were going to call the song Till. The Un is Mine.
Right. Us Crosbys are so brilliant, don't you think? Hmm? Incidentally, I want to thank Kathleen for coming down and singing on the program tonight. She was fine.
Oh, I had fun, Uncle Bing.
Well, so did we, honey.
Come on, Kathy. It's way past your bedtime.
But I'm not sleepy.
But you gotta be sleepy.
No, I'm not. This afternoon, I transcribed a nap for release at this more convenient time.
Hey, Bing?
Yeah, Peggy?
Who's with you next week?
Well, next week, we've got an old fave and a new rave. K-Star is the new rave, and Morton Downey's the old fave.
Should we listen?
Well, we'd appreciate it mightily if you would. Good night, kids.
Good night.
Good night, and thanks.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers, and Bing's guests, Morton Downey and Kay Starr. And remember, keep your eye on your Philco dealer now for the newest thing in radio phonographs from Philco, the leader.